Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Start out each morning with joy and love and laughter. Share a little warmth and share a little light. And what do you
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today we're talking about a woman who made a lasting impact on the breakfast plate, Sybilla Wrighton Masters. Sybilla Wrighton Masters was the first person in the American colonies to be given an English patent. She's also famous for inventing a breakfast food very popular in the South, grits. You heard that right. The invention of the prized Southern breakfast food traces back to an innovative woman in the 17th century.
Quaker instant grits for a great Southern meal, even in the North.
Not much is known of Sybilla's early life, but it's believed that she was born around 1676 to Quaker parents. About 11 years later, Sybilla, her six sisters, and their parents emigrated from Bermuda to Burlington Township in New Jersey. Sybilla Wrighton first showed up in the colonial records in 1692 when she testified as a witness for her father in the New Jersey courts. Sometime between 1693 and 1696, Sybilla married Thomas Masters, who was a prosperous Quaker merchant who owned land in Pennsylvania. They then had four children. On June 24, 1712, Sybilla left her family and headed to London to pursue patents for her invention ideas. Just over 3 years later, on November 25, 1715, the patent was granted by King George in her husband's name for the process of, quote, cleaning and curling the Indian corn growing in the several colonies of America. The patent was in her husband's name because at that point, women weren't allowed to have their own patents. Major shout out to Sybilla's husband, who made sure to give credit where credit was due. Thomas Masters stated in the patent submission that the invention was Sybilla's idea. Had he not included that, her impact may have been lost to history, just as many others probably were before and after her. When the patent was issued, King George I stated publicly that the idea came from Sybilla. Sybilla's new method for curling and preparation of cornmeal used a stamping process instead of the traditionally used grinding. The machine she invented consisted of a long wooden cylinder with projections on each side, causing a series of heavy pestles to drop onto mortars filled with corn kernels. The process allowed for corn to be turned into many different food and cloth products. The invention was powered by horses or water wheels, and it produced a product Sybilla called Tuscarora rice, which was falsely advertised and sold as a cure for tuberculosis, though there was no medical basis for that claim. The product didn't catch on in England, but it became a staple of the Southeastern diet and is today known as grits. But Sybilla wasn't quite done yet. She received her second patent, again under her husband's name, for a method of weaving straw and palmetto leaves into hats and bonnets, as well as baskets, matting, and furniture coverings. She opened a successful shop selling those products in London. She returned home to Pennsylvania on May 25th, 1716, and died 4 years later. Sybilla Wrighton Masters was an incredible inventor and pioneer. She surpassed the norms of the day to see her ideas through and changed the breakfast plate forever. We're taking a break for the weekend, but we'll be back on Monday with the story of another pioneer. We'll be heading east to talk about the one and only Murasaki Shikibu. Special thanks to my sister, Liz Kaplan, the incredible researcher behind this collection of women. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world where fossil fuel companies are terrified of school children. Where world leaders are ignoring climate science.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
And nature is recreating doomsday movie plots. What will happen next? It's up to you. Listen to the Outrage and Optimism podcast.